On or off road?
Anywhere I wanted to go. The 2022 Toyota Tundra Limited Crewmax. Painted supersonic red, by the way. Look at it. Interesting. Tundra. No more V8s.
Really?
No more V8s. They had it was a powerful engine that they had, but boy, it was a gas sucker, you know, but no more V8s. Now it's the i4s, still the same catchy name, 3.5-liter twin-turbo V6, but it's putting out 389 horsepower, 479 pound-feet of torque, tows 11,120, 5.5-foot bed on this one, four-wheel demand and part-time all-wheel drive with electronically controlled transfer case and auto-limited slip differential. Their safety sense package with the pre-collision stuff, full speed range, dynamic radar cruise control, lane departure alert, steering assist, I mean, the works. Beautiful 20-inch alloy wheels inside all the goodies that you would expect, certainly massive stereo. Heated and ventilated front seats, so I really, really like that. But this thing had a pile of extra goodies on it. JBL 12-speaker premium audio system, the premium package with LED headlights and towing technology package. Their compatible wireless smartphone setup. Again, the 20-inch alloy wheels, but these are the TRD Toyota Racing Division. All the little extra goodies, Bilstein shocks, skid plates, mud guards, TRD engine start button, red. Not cool. Heated leather steering wheel, rock rails, more. Heck of a vehicle. 17 miles per gallon in the city, 22 on the highway for an average of 19. A lot of power out of this V6, though. 51.9 is the base. This one loaded with all the goodies. I don't think there's anything else you could add. You know, even had a performance air filter. $60,318, plus, of course, your ever-popular TT&L. But it's pretty cool. 22 Toyota Tundra 4x4 Limited Crewmax.
I've got a little contribution to the automotive section of our show.
Okay.
Want to give a shout-out to Steve Merle, longtime friend, sales manager at Healthman Ford, off the Southwest Freeway, just outside of the Beltway. Helped my son get into a new 2022 Ford F-150.
Okay.
And he tried to do some things, you know, with buying a good used vehicle. Got two lemons.
Yeah.
And consequently ended up being upside down.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So what we normally look at in a Lariat feature or something didn't really make sense on the financing. We had to, you know, had to make some adjustments. And they had the XL, which is the base model.
Right.
But they have an STX, okay, and it's 4x4, four-wheel drive.
Right.
A lot of the accessories that were in this vehicle, we went V8, what I call the 302, you know.
The five-liter.
The five-liter, you know, great engine. Really, really impressed with the level of product. I mean, okay, it doesn't have power seats.
Right.
But for most of us, you have a setting anyway.
Right.
For me, it's all the way down, all the way back.
Yes.
You know, you have your setting.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. All the way up.
Right. So, but a great vehicle, really snappy, and got the extended warranty.
Good.
Just said, hey, I'm tired of hearing about automotive problems. Got in finance through Ford Motor Credit.
Okay.
Good folks.
Yeah.
Really good folks, and really excited for him to be in an F-150 to hear all the reports. And I also heard that the 2023s we can start placing orders for now. So I have to go back in.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
All right.
Only fair.
We're going to take a break from automotive to firearms. Linda Powell from OF Mossberg & Sons. She's on her way.